Tim Twentyman and Michael Hare here with DetroitLions.com. And after another tough loss, the Lions head to Green Bay on Sunday, Mike. I was in the sixth grade the last time the Lions won in the state of Wisconsin against the Packers, 1991. You were covering this team. You had been in how many years covering this team at that point?
It was my 15th year of covering the Lions full-time as a beat writer then for the Detroit News. And I remember the game. I really do, because it was a 91 was a magic year for the Lions. It was a magic year and a tragic year. But, you know, they go to Green Bay week 15 needing to win to clinch a playoff berth. And they do. They get a punt return for a touchdown by Mel Gray. The defense holds. The last stand is the Packers drive in near midfield. And then they had a couple of, you know, Pro Bowl safety in Benny Blades, a Pro Bowl inside linebacker in Chris Spielman. They combine to make the last tackle, stop the drive. Lions run out the clock and bingo, head home. Freezing cold that day. I mean, really, I think the final score was 21-17. I could be wrong about that. Freezing cold, but they win. And it was the warmest cold day this franchise has seen in a long time.
You know, before we came on set here, we looked at the weather report for Sunday night. Primetime game, what, 28 degrees, 60% right. chance of snow. So it's not going to be comfortable conditions for the Lions, certainly.
No, an east-northeast wind, which is an old, you know, an old farming background in my family. That's probably the coldest wind you can get is out of the east-northeast. You knew that, didn't you?
I did not know
that. Okay.